AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Donald Trump took to the skies this afternoon, leaving Florida and expected at Trump Tower. He's due in court tomorrow to be arraigned in connection with a 2016 hush money case. Our Eric Tucker reports.
He will hear the charges read against him. Expect Donald Trump to enter a not guilty plea. The other significant moment will be the unsealing of the indictment, and that will give the American public the first glimpse of what the charges actually are, how many counts, and what the Manhattan District Attorney's Office intends to show and prove should this case move forward to trial.
New York City's mayor's urging any protesters to, quote, control themselves. Is Eric Adams worried about trouble being stirred up by political agitators?
People stir stuff up all the time. But, you know, if you are prepared, you don't have to get prepared. And we are prepared.
In Arkansas, already devastated by a string of tornadoes, there are warnings severe storms are headed that way and the Midwest tomorrow. The Virginia teacher shot by a six-year-old student early this year has filed suit against the Newport News school system, alleging gross negligence.
This tragedy was entirely preventable.
Teacher Abby Zwirner's attorney Diane Toscano addressed the issue at a news conference on January 25th.
Three times. School administration was warned by concerned teachers and employees that the boy had a gun on him at the school.
The suit says the defendants knew the boy had a history of random violent outbursts. I'm Jennifer King.
Florida's governor's just signed a bill that lifts the requirement for a gun permit if carrying a concealed weapon. No safety training required. NASA says next year's moon flight crew will have the first African-American and first woman assigned to a lunar mission. This is AP News. Three new artists are nominated for the Country Music Hall of Fame. Just
another love. Tanya Tucker says when she walks into the Hall of Fame, all her fans will be with her. Tucker will be inducted in the Veterans Era Artist category. Patti Loveless says she feels incredibly privileged to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. Loveless will go in as a modern era artist. Song of the South. Bob McDill will be inducted in the songwriter category. He wrote Song of the South for Alabama, Good Old Boys Like Me for Don Williams, and Alan Jackson's Gone Country. The Hall of Fame inductions will be in Nashville in the fall. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
New York state regulators have approved 99 new provisional licenses for new pot dispensaries. The state's trying to speed up the rollout of the recreational marijuana market. It was slowed down by a now lifted court order. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.